The beginning of a new year should be a time of reflection. How was the last year and what might the new year bring? Have you taken the time in your life to stop and smell the roses and enjoy the really important parts of life? What if we lived as our grandparents or great-grandparents and spent our days growing food and living a simpler life? We would be closer to our roots and in fact may likely be living a happier life. If you are a gardener in a colder climate that continues to garden inside, perhaps you are closer to living the dream, as you are definitely more immersed in horticulture. The wonder of a flower opening, a seed sprouting or dead-looking twigs miraculously sprouting green leaves is just a daily occurrence if you surround yourself with growing. But just think, what if everyone had this opportunity to live with the glory of growing plants? Would we cure world hunger? Could we achieve worldwide harmony? There is a growing trend of people wishing to grow their own food and to make our world a more sustainable place to live. The changes we have seen in our climate are foretelling of future distress, destruction and death. If you are reading this article, then this is your call to take action. It doesn't matter how small your effort is, it will make a difference. Collectively, we can alter the path that is leading the world as we know it to destruction. It is always a good idea to grow food to share with those who are less fortunate. Just prior to Christmas, I harvested large amounts of fancy leaf lettuce and fresh herbs. I know that this valuable harvest brought smiles to many faces. I survived the winter season by growing intensively inside. Think about the space around you. If you have an area that is not doing anything but growing weeds, then why not change the landscape and grow food in that area? It is amazing how a very small bit of land can harvest a lot of food. For example, on a boulevard a few years ago, a group of us harvested around 1,000 pounds of food off of this small little area. We grew corn, potatoes and onions, enjoyed a corn roast and donated the rest of the produce to the Friendship Inn. They graciously accepted our gift and many people who are less fortunate enjoyed a number of very good and nutritious meals as a result of our selfless labors. While the weather is less hospitable, it allows us more time to pause and reflect about what we wish to change in the garden as spring approaches. Think about trying to grow at least a little bit of the food that you consume. Think about the things that were not working well so you can now begin planning on a better outcome. Most people want a landscape that is beautiful, requires only a small amount of maintenance and of course does not require endless amounts of money while providing food for your table. If your landscape did not fulfill all your dreams, then right now is the time to start to make changes. All the best to you and yours, and may you have the garden of your dreams in 2024. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at info@orchidhort.com, on Facebook at OrchidHort and on Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page or check out the YouTube channel Grow.